And on the line now, I have Tadhg Daly, who is CEO with Nursing Homes Ireland. Good morning, Tadhg.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. Now, I think everybody knows what Nursing Homes Ireland is all about, but there's a bit of a crisis going on now at the moment with regards to insurance. Would you like to explain to the listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, I suppose. Ultimately, the nursing home sector, we've spoken before, is a sector which is a vital role to play in a well-functioning health service, and has been sustained pressures on the sector in terms of costs over many years. Insurance is one of those, and we're members of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. And we just became aware last week that one of the key underwriters is now exiting the market effectively. So our concern is that there has been, as I say, significant, very, very significant increases in premiums over the last number of years, and any further increases could transpire as a result of reduced competition in the market.
Yeah, I'm actually looking here. It's increased by 136% from 2010 to 2016. That's a big jump.
It is, absolutely, and that's why we're very concerned around it, because the sector, as your listeners and yourself will know, is highly regulated. So we would have seen the compliance levels and indeed the risk, I suppose, if you like, associated with the sector being much lower. So we would have expected a reduction in premiums over those last number of years. But in tandem with many sectors, I'm sure you've had others on your programme from the play centres, from activity centres, yeah, from the hospitality sector. Every sector of Irish business and Irish life, including commercial or charities, for example, have been affected by the spiralling insurance rates. So this is very, very concerning. And I suppose what's really concerning from a nursing home point of view is that, in effect, under the Fair Deal, the money and the fees that are paid are set by the state. So there is no way for a nursing home to recoup increased costs, given that the state is only paying a certain amount. And, there are parallels there, and I suppose a mirror, if you like, of what transpired in the childcare sector before Christmas.
Yeah, and we're talking about funding, the nursing home sector. It's a unique funding structure. Would you say that the majority of residents in nursing homes are supported by the Fair Deal scheme?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, within the nursing home sector, there's almost 19,000 people out of the 23 or 24,000 beds who would be supported through the Fair Deal. And let's be clear, the Fair Deal, you and I have spoken before, is a very good scheme from the point of view of the older person. But it has significant challenges there for the providers. And that's recognised by government. They're undertaking a review currently. And that was due for publication, would you believe, in 2017. So we're almost 3 years out of date on that particular score. And that's very, very concerning, given the pressures that the sector is under. And HICWA, who I've spoken of previously, have highlighted just in the last number of their annual reviews that the sector is under financial pressure.
Yeah. And there's actually a nursing home just been built down the road from us here on the Kilmore Road. So I don't know who is actually building it, but I'd say they're a bit worried now at this stage.
Yes, look, it is a challenging sector, there's no doubt. But that said, I don't want any person to think that there's any imminent or immediate threat to the sector. I mean, it is, I suppose, characterised, if you like, by very resilient people, operators and owners, and also excellent staff. So the determination, if you like, of the sector to continue to provide high quality care in a very challenging environment hasn't dissipated at all. In fact, sometimes when the challenges come thick and fast, it emboldens people to do more, I suppose, if you like. But yes, it is a very, very challenging time for the sector. But I'm confident that it's one that we will, in tandem with working with government and others, be able to address, both in the short and indeed the longer term.
Yeah, and most people will have experience of relatives in nursing homes or waiting for a place in a nursing home, and putting people into beds in nursing homes is actually helping out the hospital sector.
Absolutely. Like, the nursing home sector has an absolutely vital role to play in a well-functioning health service. I mean, we've seen recently right across the country where there are significant challenges in respect of delayed discharges. And at any given time, we're seeing, 600-700 people on trolleys in our acute hospitals, which is very, very worrying. And there are beds available in the nursing home sector. So what we need to do is ensure that those who are in hospital, whose acute phase of care has now been completed, can transition out to the nursing home or indeed their own home pretty quickly to ensure that the hospitals are freed up for those who require hospital admission. So the nursing home sector has a vital role to play. And in fairness to the HSE, there has been additional funding recently for people requiring nursing home care, but clearly much more can be done.
Yeah, now the problem that's arising now, this crisis, is it just down to this company withdrawing from the market, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I suppose the wider issue, as I've said, is about insurance generally in terms of, you know, the claims and in terms of the rebalancing of the duty of care in terms of, and we do live in a very litigious society, unfortunately. So there's no doubt that there has been increasing claims right across all sectors, and I'm sure the nursing home sector is no different. But yes, the immediate challenge now is to potentially find a replacement insurer for the Liberty who have decided to exit. And they're exiting all their commercial business. It's just not nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's all their commercial business that they're exiting. So, you know, our fear is, as I say, that it will lead to, you know, further increases in premium, which ultimately is going to put more pressure on homes, is going to lead to higher costs, is going to lead to more contributions under the Fair Deal, and indeed, you know, residents in effect paying more.
Yeah. And I'd imagine insurance companies would, they're approached by a nursing home for insurance, they think it's maybe a bigger risk because of the fact that elderly people in nursing homes could actually have accidents, you know. Would you
say? I mean, look, there's no doubt, you know, there are risks associated, but, you know, I suppose I've listened to gerontologists and people working in the sector, and they say, look, someone could fall at home just as well. So what we need to do obviously is manage those risks, and you know the staff do an amazing job in nursing homes to ensure that people are supported as they move around the building, but I mean I wouldn't expect it to be any greater risk than any other sector. In fact, hospitality and retail, given sometimes the volume of traffic through some of those sectors, would probably be higher. So and you know it's important that people would have policies and procedures to deal with those risks. So it is very, very worrying when you see, as I say, insurance premiums rising and rising.
Yeah, and you did mention there about people falling. And a lot of people that go from being looked after at home into a nursing home, one of the reasons they go into the nursing home is to be looked after so that because they're starting to fall at home.
That's right. It's for many people, you know, it is a situation whereby they can no longer be cared for in their own homes. They need safety, they need security, and they'll get that in spades in nursing homes, and they'll also get, you know, activities. So for many people, while people might think, I don't wish to go to a nursing home, in fact, we hear on a regular basis from many of the residents that it was, you know, the best decision I made because, you know, maybe a person living on their own, maybe a person living in an isolated area, or maybe a person, you know, not seeing anyone from one end of the day to the other. There was a huge camaraderie and social element to residential care and nursing home care, which maybe isn't often appreciated or understood.
Ah, yeah, my own mum was in a nursing home, and it took her a while to settle in, but when she did settle in, she was very happy there. And there was lots of things going on. There was, you know, there was St. Patrick's Day, for instance. They'd have a party, and people would go down there and they'll sing along. And it all costs money, Tadhg.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I suppose care in any setting, you know, is not cheap, as the saying goes. I mean, but by the same token, the cost of nursing home care is a fraction of the acute hospital care. And, you know, the acute hospital, for someone whose acute phase of care is over, they're no longer required to be in a nursing or in the acute hospital. They should be out in the community. So it is important that we have, as I say, a well-functioning nursing home sector.
Right. Now, we're talking about the need for a Fair Deal reform. What sort of reform would you be looking at? I know there's going to be people knocking on doors now going up to this election. So if you just explain to people what's needed here, maybe they can put it to the candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we've said to the candidates ourselves. We've launched our own, I suppose, general election campaign. And we're conscious that there's many voices in what is a busy time of election. But, you know, we do need to celebrate the fact that people are living longer. Sometimes you hear about the ageing population as if somehow it was an issue. That wouldn't be my language, and indeed I'm sure many of our listeners would say the fact that we are living longer is to be celebrated. But yeah, we need to plan for that aging population. And ultimately, in terms of the Fair Deal, I mean, what you have is you have the HSE nursing homes pay themselves multiples of what they expect all members in Nursing Homes Ireland to provide that care for. So there needs to be a reform of the whole pricing mechanism to ensure that the fees provided are consumers with the level of care required. And we would argue that the Fair Deal review should be published immediately. And one of the big issues in that review was the issue of an appeal, so that members who are dissatisfied or who cannot come to a conclusion with the negotiator can seek recourse to independent appeal. I think the other issue from your listeners' point of view is that people need to be aware that not all services are covered by the Fair Deal. So physiotherapy, speech and language, occupational therapy, activities, they're all excluded from Fair Deal. So that means families having to pay for those separately on top of Fair Deal. So, look, as I said at the outset, the Fair Deal is definitely a significant improvement on what's gone before it. But like anything, it can and must be further improved.
Yeah. Now, you're a member of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, is that correct?
That's right, absolutely, yes.
And how do you find, how is it going, this insurance reform, or is it going anywhere?
Well, it is, absolutely, in fairness to the Alliance. When we're members with a whole myriad of organisations from the not-for-profit sector, the charities, the vintners, the hoteliers, the road haulage people, the street artists. So there's a very broad range of Sport Ireland are involved in it. The Retail Excellence Ireland. So there's a whole range of organisations involved in it. And I suppose from their point of view, what they're looking at is the issue of damages. And what they're saying is that, the damages that are granted in the courts for minor injuries are very, very high. They're also requesting a review and a rebalancing of the duty of care. They're suggesting and proposing a fully resourced Garda insurance reform unit and insist on the insurers committing to a schedule of reductions over those planned reforms. So the Alliance has done fantastic work over the last while under the leadership of Peter Boland. And, we're confident that given the range of organisations involved, and indeed we've met ourselves with Minister Darcy recently, but there needs to be a commitment by the incoming government pretty swiftly to ensure that those reforms pay dividends to both policyholders as paying premiums, but also the public at large.
Yeah. Now, the Nursing Homes Ireland proposed amendment to the Nursing Home Support Scheme Act 2009. Is that available for people to look at?
It is indeed, absolutely. Absolutely. We did at the time when the 2009 Act was being published. We did produce an amendment to it, and we're encouraged by our engagement with the political parties in the last couple of days. We've written to all the political parties again in advance of the general election to outline to them our ask, and we're hopeful that that issue of independent appeal would be addressed by the incoming government of whatever hue.
Yeah, so we've already said that most families throughout the country is going to be at some stage involved with nursing homes, and a relative is going to be looked after in there. So for them to put things to candidates knocking on their doors, could you tell us where people can read this proposed amendment?
It's on our own website, www.nhi.ie. And indeed, if you're visiting a local nursing home, a member, you will also see some of the literature that we have published for the election campaign as well. Or indeed, they can contact ourselves here at info@nhi.ie or 4699800. So if they contact ourselves directly, we can email the information. Or indeed, if they're in a local nursing home, they will find the information locally in their own local nursing home.
Okay, we'll just go over that again. It's www.nhi.ie or info@nhi.ie. And what did you say the phone number was?
The phone number is 01 4699800. 800. So 4699 800.
Okay, Tadhg, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, just thank you for the opportunity and wish you and your listeners, it's late in January, the best wishes for 2020. And we'd like your listeners to support both in HI on a national level, but also if they're in a local area, to visit their local nursing home, and might even visit, you know, residents and people in the nursing homes as well. So nursing homes, as I say, have a vital part to play, you know, in the wider health service. There's going to be an increasing ageing population. We'll play a bigger role. And, you know, we look forward to working with all of the stakeholders to ensure that we can continue to provide high-quality care to those who need it in nursing homes in local communities across Ireland.
OK, Tadhg, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call. And I'm sure we'll be talking again. Thank you.
Thank you indeed. Good morning.
Right, that was Tadhg Daly there, CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland. And even more information at www.nhi.ie. Or you can ring them direct on 01469 9800.